Hello and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner. Back with us, the athletics director for Florida Tech, Bill Juergens, and great to have head football coach Steve Englehart with us. We are excited because it is Florida Tech Homecoming 2017. We want everybody who's listening to plan ahead and understand some of the activities that are going on, and we're going to have more information on that in the coming days, but we specifically today want to talk about Florida Tech football and athletics and everything going on. Bill, you've been here for a number of years, and nothing quite like homecoming to bring people back, is it?
Well, it's an exciting time. I always enjoy going back to the tailgating area that we have at Florida Tech and talking to the alums. With each football season, the tailgating has continued to grow and is a big part of our football program. And with the alumni coming back, clear message is that plan on being a part of tailgating. It's a lot of fun. There's games. There's a lot of activity, a lot of socializing, and you can have as much fun as you want and be as sociable as you want, and we'll provide a shuttle to and from the game for you.
That's the best way to be. Of course, we're talking about homecoming Saturday, November the 4th. The tailgating that Bill's speaking of kicks off at 11 a.m. on campus. And then, Coach Englehart, we've got a 1 p.m. kickoff against the University of West Georgia Wolves. What are you looking for?
Well, homecoming is always such a fun time. Over the last 4 years since I've been here, you've just seen it continue to grow. And every year I add a few alumni. You know, now I should have quite a few alumni now that we're in our fifth season that will come back and have a few of those guys in to talk to our team as well. So it's always great to get alumni back. But you've just seen the festivities and everything that goes on downtown the night before, you know, just continue to grow. And Bino Campanini and his staff has done a great job. We have a big game this year against West Georgia, and we played West Georgia homecoming 2 years ago, and we've played pretty good on homecoming over the last 4 years, and hopefully we'll play another good game this year and get a win for our alumni.
And a little earlier in the day than most of the games this season, this one kicking off at 1 o'clock. Is the prep different for the guys for a game like this?
A little bit, but we've had already a little bit of experience with that this year. You know, you start off the season with a lot of 7 p.m. games because of the heat, and as the season goes on, you start to get some of those noon to 2 o'clock games. You know, we had a noon game against North Greenville earlier in the year. You know, it's nice for our players to be able to get up, get right into their preparation, and start to play. You know, we practice in the morning every day anyway, so it's something that our guys are used to.
Bill, you know, the crowds that we're always looking for any kind of celebratory event like homecoming would be, but you've got any kind of sense about what you'd like to see this year?
At our last game, we had just a huge crowd, home crowd, and that's the kind of crowd that I expect to see at Florida Tech. A crowd, when I go around town and talk to people, they're always talking about football, and I always mention to them that, you know, when the game starts, and of all the people I've talked to, they all say they want to go to the game. So we're just helping them a little by planning ahead. And I think homecoming, that 1 o'clock game, is going to be a little cooler time of the year, and so it's going to be a good time for the 1 o'clock game. And we expect a very large turnout.
It's exciting. It's homecoming 2017 at Florida Tech, Saturday, November the 4th. Tailgating starting at 11 a.m. on campus and then kickoff at 1 p.m. at Florida Tech Panthers Stadium as the Panthers take on the University of West Georgia Wolves. My thanks to Bill Juergens and Coach Steve Englehart. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wes.